Okay, today is daf. Today is daf. Samach of Besech is getting to famous daf for really one reason. Getting daf Samach is a very famous daf. It says something on this daf that says nowhere else in Shas. It's an extremely, extremely famous line, and it has led to machlokas that exist to this very day, which we'll get to, having, of course, nothing to do with Gittin. But before we get to that, we're on the bottom line of Nun Testament base. Shalchulei b'nei Glila l'Rav Chelbo. And so the b'nei Glila asked Rav Chelbo, acharehen mi korin. So who gets an aliyah after a Kohen and a Levi? Who gets an aliyah after a Kohen and a Levi? They didn't know the answer. So, So they sent the question to Yitzchak Nafcha. Amalei, acharehen. So you know who goes after Levi? First a Kohen, then a Levi. That we said yesterday. Kohen, Levi. Who's after that? Acharehen, Kohen, Talmud Chacham, Hamunin, Beparnasim, Al Tzibor. Talmud Chacham, who's the Beparnasim, Al Tzibor. After him is acharehen Talmud Chacham haruoyin limnosam parnasam ala tibur. Somebody who could be the parnas, the guy in charge of the tibur. Acharehen after him bnei talmid chacham shavosehen memun and parnasam. The children of such people. Acharehen ala tibur. Yeah. Acharehen rashi kinesios. Then the rashi kinesios, whatever that means, the president, the chashav of people. Then v'chal adam. Then everybody. So it's clear from this gemara that if you're Yisrael, the best aliyah to have after Kohen and Levi, which you're not going to get anyway, is Shlishi.
Right.
Where did Shishi come from?
Rebbe.
No, it's not a Rebbe. It's a Kabbalah. It's Alpi Kabbalah. The Zohar talks about Shishi, and that's how it became that. You go to some shuls, they'll give the Rav Shlishi.
Right.
You go to other shuls, they'll give the Rav Shishi.
Yeah,
Rabbeinu Tam.
The
reason why the Chassidim like Shishi is because it's Kabbalistic. It's Alpi Kabbalah.
The regular Litvish Shul.
Correct.
Yeshiva is a Shlishi.
Correct. Correct. Why? Because it's Gemara.
Right.
So I want to read to you what Rav Chaim Palagi said. You heard of Rav Chaim Palagi? He's a big Sephardi potseg. He wrote like 100 Sfarim. Anyway, in one of his Sfarim called Sefer Chaim, written by Rav Chaim Palagi, he says like this. I'm going to read it inside so you can hear. This is really for the Yisraelim. The Levim don't really have this issue. Al Yakbid. Don't be Makbid. Al Makom Hakriya Shahaluhu. That for the Leah that they call you up for. Don't be Makbid about that. She'en olufi mashesover shu kuvodo. It has nothing to do with your covet. Ki kol ze eitzes hayetzahara lahachtio. The whole thing, people fighting on which aliyah they got, is just the Yetzirah. Latardo me'avodas Hashem. To keep you away from avodas Hashem. Umuvad ki ha'one b'chol makom, umuvad ki ha'anove b'chol makom u'b'chol zman, himen atzorech. The way to behave is to be humble. Hine, yeser se'eis tiyeh b'kriya sefer Torah. There's a great mile at getting an aliyah. Shatorah ba'atzmo lo medes ha'anava. Shatorah itself teaches anava. Shatorah nimshalas l'mayim. Ma mayim holchem l'makom namuch. After v'ri Torah, Cain, same thing. Im Cain, eichi tochin lahakbid al shakaro za chamishi. How can a guy get upset? He got chamishi. How can a guy get upset about that? Ki besoch korim pechute amayle menu ukiyotze. How can that be? How can that cause a fight? That a guy gets a chamishi to get called up. How can that be? How can such a thing be?
Wait, you've heard that before?
Of course.
What are you talking about?
So where is the deal? What is the deal between Makbid not to get Tochacha?
1 minute. V'yitachin. V'yitin daito. Shekol Yisrael. Shavim. Letova. Everyone's the same. V'kulu b'dei ish. Echad nitnu. All came from one person. From one Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hosef. B'maisa. Shepam acha. Shalu. Bimeno ha'gizbor. Mishus. Lalo. L'mashalim. Achron. They wanted to give him Achron. Shehuya aliyah. Somech. Le'echad. Me'habenim ha'ktanim. It's usually what was reserved for the Beinim. The Ketanim got that maft, got that aliyah. For Kassav, and the Rechaim Palagi writes, Heshavti lehem yalav yavo. Shei Marit HaSinai hainu aniv hu echad ke'echad shein. Right? It's like Marit HaSinai. Then he says, Yisera mizu, al yakbet afilu kura'u betochacha. Don't even get upset to give you the tochacha. Kolshkin b'shar parashiyot, kigon parashiyot shkatsim for a Muslim, people don't want to get that. Oh, parashiyot zavim u'mitzoraim, right? Oh, b'siyim parashiyot she'enim misayimim gabe tov, lamar re'enov, right? The Muslim speaks for itself. I heard a story that there was, Rabbi Riskin told the story that he was in the shul and the guy was going around and he was trying to give out Ravi. Nobody wanted Ravi. Right? Nobody wanted it. Because, you know, Ravi is not a chashuv aliyah. So a lady in the ladies section said, I'll take Ravi. Right? Okay. Okay. Anyway, I think that was okay.
They didn't really publish that. I mean, they should
enough said.
Hang it in the shul somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
But when it comes to our talmud,
I have to say that in this shul, that's not an issue. No one's ever given us a hard time about that. You gave me nod. You didn't give me shlishi. No one ever says that here. There are places where they do.
No, but even the rabbis hold from that a little. They want to expect a certain.
I'm kind of upset I don't get shlishi.
Yeah. Right. Okay. What do you want to say?
Just say the way when it comes to a rav, it's
what?
It's
so I don't know if he's talking about a rabbi.
No, but
a rav. He might be talking about the hamonam. He's talking about the hamonam. But people think they're big shots. So I hear you. I hear what you're saying about the rav and the kavod. I hear because the gemara does give an order,
right?
Right. So someone does come before someone else. I hear that. I'm not talking about that. I don't think he's talking about the rav, right? So much shiva walks in, and you don't give him shlishi. Right. Why are you doing that? That I hear, but stam a guy. Right. Okay.
There's an old story about a guy who they gave Ravi to.
Yeah.
And he got angry. He said in the hang.
Yeah. Ravi was for the Ganov.
He gave it to the Ganov.
Right. Exactly.
He said, you know, the Rav said to him, you know what? Buy us also.
Yeah. Okay. Shalchale b'nei Galal Rav Chelbo Mal Likros bechamish bechumashim bebeis haknesses b'tibur. What about reading from a chumash? A chumash didn't mean what it means today. A chumash meant a Torah, but only Bereishis. Only Bereishis.
One
tafer. So why should you write the whole thing? Guy didn't want to write the whole thing. Just all Bereishis. The whole Bereishis is in there.
No, that's how they learned.
Right. So that's how they learned. Mati's right. That's how they learned. So just relay that. So is that good? So lo have a biyadi. He didn't have an answer. Asa shalalei lo b'yitok nafcha. Lo have. He also didn't have an answer. Asa shalalei medrasha. They went to the Beit Medrash. Upashtei. Meha, the Amr of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr of Yochanan, Sefer Torah Shechasi Ria Achas in Karinbo. If a Sefer Torah is missing a column, you can't use it. So how could you use just the Bereishis? Velohi, but that's not a good answer because Hasam Mechusa B'Milse. It's missing something. Hacha Lo Mechusa B'Milse. It's not missing anything.
It's just one Sefer,
but nothing's missing from it. So it better, the Chik Relev says, maybe it's bigger. It's a bigger Genai to have a complete Sefer Torah missing than a Bereishis not missing. So so Rabbi Rav Yosef, Darmer Tavayu, Ein Karin Chumashim Beis HaKnesses. No, you don't do that. Why? Mishum Kavod HaTzibur. Good? Rabbi Rav Yosef, Darmer Tavayu, Hai Sefer Aftarta, Aso Lamakri Bei B'Shabbos. A Sefer of Haftorahs, you are not allowed to read on Shabbos. My time, why not? Why not? What is a Sefer of Haftorahs? It's a Sefer of all the Haftorahs. It's a machlokas what this means. What? Yeah, nach. Or yes, either it means a random sefer of Torahs, the Haftorah of Bereishis, and then the Haftorah of Noah, and the Haftorah of Lech Lecha. Most don't hold like that. They hold it to Yeshaya, or some other, you know, a mother book. Why not? What? 1 second. Why can't you? Delo nitein lihikasev, because it's not given to be written down. Right? It's not given to be written down. Right?
What does that mean?
Because I'm sorry, you're not allowed to write a partial navi.
Oh,
it has to be a full set.
But it is. But how they did it in the same way we do it today is it's written as the full
sefer. Right.
Right. So to have a sefer Yeshaya, of course you could do that.
Right.
But to have a sefer, a written a cloth, no bereishis after bereishis, then after of Noach, then after of Lech Lecha, that you can't do.
We pass in the same thing, by the way.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. The only thing you cost if it's not written down now. If it's not written down,
what do you use now?
What?
Some of the shul didn't have a
cloth. No,
they have the whole Yeshaya. They have the whole Yeshaya. That's okay.
We don't do a Haftorah from a Chumash because the Chumash is not written.
Right.
It's just one Pasha.
Right.
What we do is we do it from
a Tanakh. That's all of it. That's the whole thing. That's the best and preferred thing. There are times where we don't do it. Because when you have to move a lot.
We have to move
it,
yeah.
So like on Pesach, we don't do it because you have to move a lot. It's like four different places. Well, yeah, once or twice a year. But basically, yes. We use a Tanakh.
Right, but the shul have the cloth. They have the Haftorahs on the cloth.
So that's the whole Yeshaya. They have the whole Yeshaya.
The whole Sefer.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's not just for a whole year.
They have the whole Yeshaya.
That's the best way of doing it.
Yeshaya is the biggest, the most Haftorahs are from Yeshaya.
Right.
They have the whole Yeshaya. That's okay. You can't have a Yeshaya from this parak because it has Bereshit. Then somebody else says Noach, and we clump it together in one cloth. That you're not allowed to do. So, now, what do you see from here? Right? What if you did write it? A guy wrote it. Haftorah, Bereshit, Noach, Lech Lecha, Tzotzos HaBracha. And he brings it to the shul, he donates it. What is that? The answer is, it's nothing.
Nothing.
It's nothing. It's as if it's not written. Which is why you can't use it.
Still have to bury it, though.
What? 1 minute. Forget the burying. 1 minute. Now, does it make a difference if it's Shabbos or not Shabbos? Because in a minute, Mar Baravashi Amar Little Tulinami Asi. You can't even, it's Muksa.
You're
not even allowed to touch it. Why can't you touch it? Because you can't read from it. So it has no purpose.
But you can still learn from it.
Huh?
You can still learn from it.
So what do you see from here? That you can't learn from it.
But you can learn the isolated.
You can't learn from it. So if you can't learn from it, you can't read from it. You can't learn from it. So why does the Gemara say you can't use it on Shabbos?
Right.
Two answers. Number one, because on Shabbos you would say, well, have a tzorach. Tzorach I have on Shabbos. We don't have a tzorach on the weekday. Shabbos have a tzorach. Right? Therefore, I would think it's mutter. Comes along, no, it's not mutter. He quotes a sefer over here. He says, you know, you would think on Shabbos people actually look at a navi. During the week, nobody does that. People would love to look into a navi on Shabbos. Maybe it's mutter. And you're going to learn something from it. No, it's not mutter. It's muksa. You know why? Because you shouldn't have done this. Right? Anyway, my timer. Why is it? What's all? My timer. What's the reason for this? Dulochazi lemikri bay. It's not mutter. Velohi, because you can't read from it. Velohi, that's not true. Shari little ture for shari le mikri bay. It's mutter to read from it, and it's not muksa, even though it's a random sampling of Navi. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ma'ayne besifra d'agadata b'shavsa. They would look at svarim of agadata on Shabbos. What's svarim of agadata? Different sayings, different memories. V'ha'al olidin likasev. But Torah Shabbat is not supposed to be written down. It's not supposed to be written down, right? Ella kivan delo efshar. Well, it was no longer possible. What does it mean, delo efshar? Rashi says delo efshar milichtov. It wasn't possible not to write it down. Shenismat halev, because the people's hearts got smaller. V'hatorah mishkachas, and Torah got forgotten. Why can't it be written down? So on Amud Beis, we're going to say because the reason it can't be written down is because if you don't write it down, you'd have to know it better. You have to know it better. You can't rely on the written. You have to mamash know it. Don't write it down.
You think that's the reason?
That's the reason, yeah.
You don't think it's a control issue?
No.
This is perfect.
I do.
No.
But then how do you say the same thing? It's all the God.
One minute. No, he's talking about any book. There was no such thing as Mishnayos. There was no such thing as Mishnayos written down. Right? Mishnayos was all oral. That's why it's called the oral law. Torah Shebaal Peh. What's Torah Shebaal Peh? Everything but Torah Shebiksav. Right?
What did the priests do?
What
did the priests do? They keep the majority ignorant.
Yeah. And okay. Anyway, Eish Lasos Hashem, Heferu Torah Secha. When the time is to do something for Hashem, so to speak, you can even violate the Torah. Now, what are the parameters of that? They have to go, that's the Gemara has to say that. Rashi says, Im Ba Eish Lasos Takana, L'Shem Shamayim. If it's necessary to make a takana l'shem shemayim, heferu divrei Torah l'shah hatzricha. You can violate the Torah for the need. And that is the heter to write things down. How far does that go? Even today, there are. I heard once that's why the Gra wrote very, very cryptically. He wrote like in abbreviations and just like Rosh HaTevis, because he was trying to minimize how much he's writing down. That's what I heard that once. I don't know if that's true. Even up to the Gra's time already, they didn't want to write things down so much for this reason.
How far do you go with that?
Hachanami, so to hear, kivin delo efsher, eis lasos Hashem, favorite Torah secha. That's the exact same thing about the Navi, right? We're going to get to this a little more on Amud Beis. I think we can talk about this for days. This idea, this concept of eis lasos Hashem and applying it here. Where else is it applied? Nowhere, right? Okay. What about to write a Megillah, which is a part of a Torah, less than a Parsha? This is not a sefer, but the whole Bereshit. This is what I'm going to write the parsha of the Mabel. I'm going to write the parsha of Parshas Achrimos about Yom Kippur. This is things like that, a portion. How about that? So the Maram Shif says, didn't we just say a second ago that didn't Rabbi just say something about that? What? Didn't Rabbi just say, you know, I'll write a safe after Torah? Rabbi for Rav Yosef. So Rav Shif says, Abai didn't hear that member from Rabbi. He didn't know it. So, Tiboy Lamand Amar Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna, Tiboy Lamand Amar Torah Chasuma Nitna. It's a machlokas. Was the Torah given piecemeal, or was it given at one shot? What? Give it at one shot? Says Rashi. Not Rashi. Yes, says Rashi. Chasuma nitna. The Rashi says lo nichtava ad sof mem la'achar shenemru kol ha'parshios kulan. The Torah was written down. Not when it was given. When was it written down? Was it written down as time went on, or was it written down at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life? How did it go? It's a machlokas in the Gemara, right? So Rashi says. Anything learned for the first 39 years, 40 years, was held in memory until Moshe wrote it down at the end of his life. That's one way to look at it. The other way is no. They learned the halachas of this, Moshe wrote it down. They learned this, Moshe wrote it down. It was continuous or it was not continuous. That's what it means. Now the Gemara is going to ask, Tiboy Lamanda Amar, Torah Umagilla Megillah Nidna. It was given it was written down as time went on, right? And we're going to ask if you hold the other way. Look at the second Tosfos. Tosfos says, Torah. What does it mean? It was written. What does it mean? It's either Megillah Megillah or Chasuma. What does Megillah Megillah or Chasuma mean? So Rashi said Megillah Megillah didn't translate. We know what that means. It means it was written. As it went on. Right. What does chasuma mean? So Rashi said it means that it was waited till the end. Right? So Tosfos says, but that contradicts a Rashi in Parashas Mishpatim. Right? Tosfos says, Tema, Dichsiv, it says in Parashas Mishpatim, last week's Parsha, Vayikach Sefer HaBris, and Moshe took the Sefer HaBris, Vayikra Ba'ozne Ha'am. Upirish Rashi, Rashi says last week in Mishpatim, Pirish B'Parashas Chumash, Pirish b'chumish. That what did Moshe take? What did Moshe take in Parshas Mishpatim? He took the Torah, hadn't been given yet. All the mitzvot weren't given yet. What did he take? Chumish dehainu mi bereishis v'ad kan. Then Moshe took the Torah written from Bereishis till this point. That's all they had. So how could Rashi say here that chasuma means it was only written at the end? When in Mishpatim he says it's not true.
According to the
Mount Yom,
says it's Megillah, Megillah, Megillah.
What?
I mean, he's speaking according to one who says Megillah, Megillah.
Then how does Rashi explain that? Then Rashi should have said that he took nothing. What does it mean? What does the pasuk? Then what does the pasuk mean when it says Vayikach Sefer HaBris? There was no Sefer HaBris. So Rashi there says it means till Ad Kan. So Rashi contradicts himself. So Tosfa says, I would say this pshat is different over here. You know what Chasuma, Chasuma, what it means the Torah was given Chasuma? Tosfos says something fascinating. He says, even though the Torah's Ein Mukta Mucha Matorah, it was written in a certain way. That only happened at the end. In other words, of course the Torah was written, was given and written. That's not what we're talking about. The Torah was written in a certain way, even though it's out of order. That's what it means. Look at the answers then. So Venir Lafarish, the Loka Amar Chasuma Nitna, Shlo Nichtava Adlevasov. No, it wasn't written at the end. Of course not. It was written as time went on. Ella, rather, Shala Seder Nichtava. It was written in a certain order. Diesh Parshios Chenemru Tchila Lefnei Osamaksuvim Lefnehem. Some Parshios are written before they even happened. And some Parshios happened and they're written first. Why? Because the Torah is out of order. But it was only written down after something else was written. Of course it was written as time went on. It wasn't written after 40 years. Of course, everyone agrees to that. As Rashi said last week, everyone agrees it was written as time went on. But it was written out of order. Now, why is the Torah in Mukta Mukha Batorah? That I don't know. Why was it written?
At the end, when they edited it, they put it out of
order. No, so they wrote it, as time went on, they wrote it out of order on purpose,
right,
for whatever reason. Hashem wanted it to be written out of order. It's not that out of order, but it's out of order. There are places that are out of order. Right? Bereishis, it still happened, the first thing was Bereishis. And the last thing is Einei Kol Yisrael. It's not out of order. But in the middle, it's out of order somewhere. Right? That's what it means.
So you shouldn't think it's a storybook.
What? There's a lot of reasons. I don't know. It's a very deep concept. Why I had to have written that? Anyway, that's what it is. That's what Tosfos says it means. Of course it was written as time went on. But there were times when Hashem told Moshe, okay, wait with that one. Write something else and then write that. I want it to be out of order. That's all it means. That's a very small machlokas between the two pshitas. According to Rashi, it's a huge machlokas. According to Tosfos, it's a very small machlokas. Once in a while, they did it out of order. But of course the Torah was written as it went on, as Rashi says last week. Then what did Moshe come down with? He came down with Bereishis Ad Kan. Everyone agrees to that. Interesting machlokas here. Very interesting. As a matter of fact, Tosfos is going to say, as we're going to say from Reb Levi in a minute. What's Reb Levi going to say in a minute? You'll see. So
Moshe was up to you saying that he brought down more than just the Luchos?
Well, the Torah says, that. V'yikach Sefer HaBris. What is that?
I thought that was the Luchos. Okay, fine.
So anyway, so now the Gemara says, so the Gemara asks, what about, so you're allowed to write a Megillah? Which is just a portion of the Torah? Can you do that for the kids to teach them? Can you do that? So we could ask the question according to both of them. According to both sheets, you can ask the question. Tivoy Lamandara Megillah Megillah Nitna. Kivan de Megillah Megillah Nitna. Ksuvin. So since it was written like that, I could do it. Oh, Dilma, Kivan de Idbak Idbak? Or no? Since it was sealed or formed or bound, whatever word you want to use for this, you can't do it anymore. Right, those days are over. Right, and the Chassam Sofer says because we learn so many halachos from smuchim. So how could you give a kid just these psukim in a vacuum? Can't do that. Now, there's no such thing from Bereishis to Shmos to have smuchim. So they used to do that. That we had that before, but in one Megillah, a few psukim over here in a vacuum, impossible. Torah chasuma nitna. So, or you can hold the same question applies. Even if you hold Torah written chasuma, whatever that means. Kivan de chasuma nitna ein kosvin. So you can't do that because it was written in one more of a complete thing. Oh, Dilma kivan de lo efshar kasvin. It's not possible. You're going to write a kid to learn. You're going to give him a whole Torah. It's crazy. It's lo efshar. It's not practical to do that. To give a kid, you want to teach a kid some Torah. You have to write a whole Torah for him. It's not so practical. That's what it means. Lo efshar. So amalei ein kosvin. You can't do it. My time, why not? Lefishein kosvin, because we don't do that. Rashi says, Lefishein kosvin, afilu l'man d'arma megila megila nitna kivin de idbak idbak. In other words, once it was sealed, once the Torah was formed as a complete Torah, you can't now write a piecemeal. That's what Rashi says. The Aruch says, in the name of Haigon, it was a Kabbalah, we don't do that. But there's no real reason. Rashi gives the whole reason. There's no real reason, we just don't do that. It's a Kabbalah not to do that. Maybe because of Rashi's reason, but he says it in more of a you know, like a hard and fast rule. There's not to give reasons. It's just something we don't do. Okay.
We do it practically now.
Now all this is out the window. Now we do anything.
Why?
What? Because Eitz Lachos Hashem a favorite Torah Zecha. It became a situation where it wasn't possible. It wasn't possible. It just goes the opposite of what you said.
That's why. Because people will wise up and say,
but the rabbis want to control everything. The opposite of what you said. Makes no sense. According to you, they never should have changed it. The rabbis don't need to do it. The rabbis, they know. Right? The ones that control know. So why did they make it so accessible? Is that the opposite reason?
But if you remember Rabbi Rosner, he was mocked with the whole Tama.
That's because it's a throwback to that halacha. 100%. We do it here also.
I understand this.
Yeah. Any Rav who looks into the halacha will say to go to the shul and go buy yourself a Tanakh.
But a full volume. The other ones that have the piecemeal.
I understand. Like a chumash. So you open a chumash after the parshas.
How many shoes do you use that?
What?
How many shoes do you use ever see that uses a chumash?
Most don't.
Of course not.
Most don't. If the rabbis,
very few.
It's a little.
They use
a chumash in the back after parshas kisisa. That's haftorah for kisisa. Then starts Parshas Vayakel, and after Vayakel is the Hasar for Vayakel. That's the disfavored way of doing it. Yeah, you shouldn't. It's okay. It's not an avera, but it's not the best way to do it. When a rabbi has a shul, he learns the halachas. He will say, "Go buy a tanach for the shul." That's all.
And in Israel, they read from Klav.
Right.
They read from Klav. They do?
Yes. There are many places.
A lot of shuls.
Yeah. Here, it's not so common. It's hard to lane it. You need someone to lane it.
Putting your responsibility the same guy as laning.
Right, the guy, you have to get someone to lane it.
No, you only have two guys who can do it.
Right.
Yeah, so you have a Bakari that continues with the
right,
with the,
oh my gosh. Okay, now, Eishvei, 1 minute. What do you mean you're not allowed to write part of the Torah? We have a case where they did it in those days. Eishvei, afhi osas a tavla shel zahav. Hilni Hamalka made a plate of gold with the parasha of Sota on it. So when they were writing the parasha of Sota to dip it into the water, they didn't have to go pull out a chumash. They just look at this, look at the plate of gold. That's what she donated, right, for the Sota. So Shaparsha Sota Kosuva Alel. So how'd she do that? How could she write a part of a Torah just like a Megillah like this on gold? Amalei Rishurim Belakish Rishurim Rabbiani the olive bees. So machlok is what this means. Some say it means she just wrote the first letter of each word. Some say she wrote the word, she wrote it without any spaces. So just like one long olive base. And the Kohen had to go figure it out where the spaces were. Others say that they just the opposite. They wrote a letter, a space. A letter, another space. Like they made it schleppy for that reason, not to have this problem. One second, it says that the Kohen would write the parsha. He'd look at the tavla. So what kind of tavla is that? So, no, it's anyway, no, what it means is kimasha kosev batavla. Like what was written in the tavla. He needed to be a smart guy, the Kohen. It's not true. Kishu kosev wrote batavla v'kosev masha kosev batavla. He looked at the tavla and wrote what it said there. So Gemara says, mahu kosev batavla. What does it say? Im shachav, im lo shachav. Right? He didn't know exactly what to write. It never says in Parasha Sota, im lo shachav. Rashi and Tosfos both point that out. It's a funny thing for the Gemara to say, because it's not in there. Some say they changed to imlo shatis, imlo tashis, which that is in there. That is in there. Okay. Hachamai eskinan b'seirugin. No, it was written again. It was written in some kind of seirugin means to skip. So again, it was written in some way where it wasn't really every single word, but it was every single word. They left spaces. You have to figure out some kind of way exactly how they did it. Some say they wrote the first half of the pasuk. The second half was just Rosh Tevis. Some answer how it was written, but it wasn't really written. Kitanoi. The machlokas about this. Ein kosher megillah tinok l'samid ba. You're not allowed to write a megillah for a tinok. Can't write a few psukim for a child. V'im daita lahashlim motor. But if you're doing it to be mashlim, right? In other words, I'm writing a full one. But how much can a person write in a day? Today I wrote a little bit. Tomorrow I'll write a little more. Then you can show it to the kid in the middle to teach him. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, be gracious v'ador mabel. That's like one unit that you can write. Mitoris kahana madyom hashmini, which is another unit. So units you could write for him. Abir b'yochanam mishum rabbanah. Torah megillah megillah nitna. Torah was given like this. Shemar it says, Oz amarti hine basi b'megillah sefer kosev alai. Rishur min lakish amar, no. Torah chasuma nitna. Torah was given full. Shemar like it says, lokeach sefer Torah azos. Ay v'yidach nam yaksev lokeach. Right? Ay does say that it was given, he held it megillah. Yeah, hahu de basu ibdak. That's after it was done. So the answer is Hahu, the Kala Torah Kula Ikri Megillah. The whole Torah is called the Megillah. The Tziv, like it says, V'yomar Eli, Mata Roev Ani, V'omar Ani, Roev Megillah Afa. Right? So the whole Torah is called the Megillah in some places. So they have a machlokas about it. Inami or look at Rav Levi. You can say Rav Levi's vart. Dumb Rav Levi, Shmona Parshas Nemer B'yom Shukam B'baha Mishkan. There were 8 parshas written the day the Mishkan was set up, and these 8 parshas are scattered throughout the whole Torah. Not the whole Torah, right? Scattered throughout Shemos, Vayikra, Bamidbar. They're scattered. Eluhain, what are they? Parshas Kahanim, which is Parshas, it's a machlokas what all these are. I'll say Parshas Emor. Parshas Levim is Bahaloscha. Parshas Temeim is Noso. Parshas Shiluach Temeim is also Noso. Parshas Achrimos. Parshas Shtuyayin, which is in Shmini. Parshas Neros, which is also Bahaloscha. Parshas Paraduma, which is in Chukas. All these random things. So that's what it means. The Torah was given Megillah, Megillah. The 8 parshas that are all written on one day, they're all scattered all over the place. So how was that given over? It was either given over piecemeal, or not to say given over, I mean written down. So they gave him a Megillah with all these random parshas in one klaf? That's a funny thing to say. But they all happen on one day. That's what led Tosfos to give his answer, what Chasuma means. It means those are all written on one day, but they're all written out of order. What's pshat on that? We don't know the reason for that. Maybe some people do. I don't know the reason why Hashem did that. But that's what it means. It was chasuma. It was, of course, Torah was given to the Bnei Yisrael as it was happened. There were places when Hashem said, "Okay, leave space because we're going to put this in later." didn't give it to you yet, but we're going to put it here, out of order. Right? That's what it means. As opposed to Rashi, who said something very difficult. He said, no, it kept in everyone's head till 40 years, and Moshe wrote the whole thing down.
It's a bit, it's given as one continuous word.
Right? That was just the Aseret HaDibros. The Aseret HaDibros was given as one word, which we can't...
What Mandir was talking about there, and the Moshe's life had a Moshe right that he was dead, it was Nemes. It was separated by Yeshua.
Right. Right. So what does that mean?
Moshe is one big word, and he only separated as he went on.
So the Ramban says Kabbalistically, the whole Torah is the name of Hashem. That's what he says in his introduction to Shchumash. He says that the whole Torah is the name of Hashem. What does that mean? It's a Kabbalistic idea. It's one big word, right? And it's broken down for human beings, right? That's why the Ramban says if you have a Torah with missing a letter, that's why it's a puzzle, because it's not, Hashem's name is not complete. Right, right, yeah. Amar Belazar, Torah. Listen to this machlokas. Torah, rov biksav. Most of the Torah is written down. Umiyat alpeh. What does that mean? Rashi says what that means is, I said Rashi of rov biksav. Rov ha-Torah teluya b'medrash. Ksuv l'medrash. Most of the Torah, most of Judaism is based on drashos. Klal pra klal, k'zeir shava, v'shar midos cha Torah nedreshes behen. Doesn't mention Kal Vachomer. He mentions Klal Prat and Gzeir Shav. I was wondering. The reason why he mentions those two is those are the two most popular. I was wondering. I don't know. You have to do like a survey of the Shas. What's the most common Yud Gimel Mida? I don't know.
Your next book.
Right. It's a very interesting idea. Rashi picks Klal Prat and Gzeir Shav.
Because the only ones you can learn, you need a Rebbe for.
No, you need a Rebbe for everyone but Kal Vachomer.
Right.
That's a Machlokas. It's a Machlokas about that. But Rashi.
Don't need.
What? You need a Rebbe for Gzeir Shav.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Right, though, do you need a Rebbe for Ma'atad? You can't make your own thing. A Binyanav? You can't make your own. Yeah, that's the same thing. You can't make your own. The only one is Kal Vachomer because it's logic. But Emon's the one, why did Rashi? Okay, I don't know. It's a good point. Anyway, Umiyat Balmiyat Alpeh. Miyat is Alpeh. What's Alpeh? Halachal Moshe Misinai. Right? Why is a tefillin black? Because Hashem told Moshe. It's not in the Torah anywhere. It doesn't say that anywhere. It's not a drasha anywhere. It's just something that Hashem told Moshe and was handed down from generation to generation, so we believe it. As opposed to Klal Prat, it's in the Gemara, right? So most of the Torah is like that and not like that. Shenamar, like it says, Echtov lo rovi torasi kimo zer nechshavu. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the opposite. Rov al peh, umiyat biksav. Rov is al peh, and umiyat is iksav. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that? Rov al peh is umiyat biksav. How could he say such a thing? How could that... Rov is alpeh, a miyat is a ksav. Miyat of Torah, the miyat is, the miyat is Yud Gimel Midos. And rov is halacha l'moshe misinai. It's not true.
What do you mean? Sure is. The whole Torah should be alpeh, the whole Gemara.
Even the stuff that
the first man d'amar said, rov is drashas.
One second.
Miyat is Torah shabalpeh.
Even the stuff that we have written down, we don't necessarily follow the way it's done anywhere.
What do you mean?
The argument that we have with the Tzedukim at the time is they have stuff that's written down. We don't follow that necessarily anyway.
I know. That's written down is the wrong word. Written.
Drushes.
You give them me those.
All right. Rooted in
just drushes.
Yeah, that's what Rashi said. Rashi said, what does it mean? Rov Torah is written down? It means drushes. You give them me those. Me is alpeh. What does alpeh mean? Halachal Moshe Mishinai. How can you say the opposite? There's more drushes than halachal Moshe Mishinai. So the truth is,
unless we lost a lot of it.
No, the Marshal gives about this answer. When we learn the drasha,
can't be any other way.
When we learn the Yud Gimel Midos, that's considered alpeh. No other answer. There's no other answer.
Has to be.
Right? It has to be that way. That's what it means. What else was the Berachah mean? There's just more drashos than Torah of alpehs. Than Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. I know. That's what Rashi said. So we're working within Rashi. What does that mean? There's more Yud Gimel Midos than Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Halacha L'Moshe is not that many. There's a bunch of them. There's much more drashos. Almost the whole Torah is drushes, by the way. Right? Almost all of it's drushes.
Whether Moshe derived it from the Torah afterwards or pushed up the Torah open there.
Right, so that's a whole separate issue. So who gave Ravina and Ravashi and Rabbi Akiva the right to make a Gzeir Shava?
Moshe.
What? The answer is we did. Right? It's a Munas Chachamim. If you don't believe in the Gzeir Shava of Rabbi Akiva, then you don't believe in anything. Yeah. Right? Why do we eat? Why does on Pesach this? Because the Gzeirah Shavah from Sukkot. If you don't believe in that, then you don't get the first base. Right. You don't get the first.
Their idea, they got it from their
rabbis. And where did it come from? It came from Moshe Rabbeinu. So where'd that come from? So it all goes back to that. It all goes back to that. Right? You can't make up your own Gzeirah Shavah. Right? Shenamar, like it says, Kiel Pia Dvar Me'ela. That was Hashem was saying it as a question. I should write my whole Torah down. That's not a good idea, right? Right, Rashi does. I should write the whole Torah down. They don't even keep what I wrote down. I should write more down, right? Vidach nami yaksev ki al pi advar me'ele. Hahu mishum detakifi. Limigmarinu. You know what? It's hard to learn. It's hard to learn. It's not so easy, right? It's hard to understand things. So it's a challenge. And then that with that challenge comes knowledge.
Amelus,
exactly. Darshav Yehuda Bar Nachmani b'Targumina Dev Shur Ben Lakish. Ksiv it says Kasev L'Chas Dvar Me'ele Uksiv Kalpia Dvar Me'ele Haketzad. What's going on here? Is it written or is it spoken? Haketzad Dvarim Shebiksav Yata Rishayil Omer Al Peh. That's another issue. Torah can't be said al peh. That's a whole other discussion. If you could do that, and dvarim shem al peh, yata reshai laomron bichsav. You can't write down. Now we changed it because if it said eis lasos Hashem, you can write it down. Why didn't want it to be written down? So there's two reasons. Because first of all, one answer is the Ritva says it makes you learn it better. You have to know it better if it's not written down. You work much harder to remember it. Okay, it became a point of impossibility. They wrote it down. Yeah. The Mishnah. Can you imagine walking around with little Mishnahs in your head? You know, you have to be much more careful because you can't make a mistake because it's not written down. Right? You know, they had, the Odyssey and the Iliad were not written down. You know, they had to train people to remember them. Every word they had to remember because it wasn't written down. Right? It was an oral thing. And then Rashag is another answer, right? Maybe that's a little bit what you were saying. He says that they don't want to have it written down. Then you don't need a Rebbe. You don't need a Rebbe, right? For myself, it's written down. Who needs a Rebbe? I learn by myself. They don't want that.
And this is the way to look. What I was saying, not anything that was happening. There's two ways to look at it. You have to get the rabbi. Looking why the priest did that.
Right.
They did it for a reason.
Right. I don't think that through the history of Klal Yisrael, they wanted people not to learn. No, I don't think that's true.
They changed it and they voted or made it open for the public.
They make it more accessible.
Yes.
So that's a good thing, no?
Correct, but there were people that changed, that went against that.
Judaism is not for sure.
I said that. They want, we learn.
Yeah, we don't want people to be ignorant.
But it's constantly evolving.
Did Rav Shapiro, did he get knocked when he started off?
Absolutely not.
You're talking about something else. He didn't get knocked for exposure of knowledge. Someone he got knocked. He got knocked because it's a whole other thing.
Because it's all Bechias.
People.
It's all Bechias.
Most people didn't want it.
Yeah. Okay, we have 5 minutes to do like more than 5 minutes worth. The Be'er Bishmal Tana. Eile. It says Eile. Eile at the Kosev. We have to kosev halachas. He can't write down the halachas. Amar B'yochanan, lo karas HaKadosh Baruch Hu brisim Yisrael, el b'shvil dvarim shabal peh. The whole bris was written for dvarim shabal peh. Shenem ha'al ki ha'piyah dvarim ha'eleh karati itcha bris v'es Yisrael. Yeah? Okay. Why is that? So listen to what the Medrash Tanchuma says, because it's hard to learn. And this tsar, a lot of tsar, a lot of people try so hard to understand it, they really kill themselves, a lot of pain, right? And you're only going to do that if you really love it. Otherwise, it wouldn't bother, right? Okay, that's beautiful. Okay, then we said that Ma'arvin Beis Beis Yashan Medar Kishalom. If the Eruv was in the house, you leave the Eruv in the same house. Leave it in the same house. My time of why? Elay Mishum Kavod. It's a covet issue. This guy got the covet to leave it there. Not true. Vahushi Pura, there was a chauffeur. So Machlok is what the chauffeur is. Some say it was a chauffeur that they used to pull Erev Shabbos. Others say it's a reference to tzedakah boxes are called chauffeurs. And the third sheet of pshat is it was a they would blow the chauffeur when they put you in chayrim. So who had that chauffeur? So had to have it made kara bebeir of Yehuda. First it was in Yehuda's house. Ulabasov be Rabba, Ulabasov be Rabbi Yosef, Ulabasov be Abaya, Ulabasov be Rava. So it doesn't stay in the same house. They used to switch it around. Ella mishum chash.
That's switching around. That's the
Rosh Hashiva's
house.
Right. So So the Tiferes Yaakov asked that question. The Ma'arik asked that question also. The only reason why they switched it was because somebody died. So Abaya died, so they put it in Rava's house. Right. So what kind of question is this on our story? Right? What kind of question is that? So the point is that they wouldn't switch it unless there was a reason. Right?
How do you know they died?
Why would it switch? That's what the Mestama, they switched it.
Maybe
it was like
round. Exactly, went to the most prominent. Why? Because the guy died.
Right.
So if he didn't die, they'd leave it there.
Right.
So yeah. Today we're going to put it in his house. Then we're going to move the Erev to that guy's house. Why?
Is that a question then?
So it is a question. So you see that you only move it for a reason, not for stama reason, not for no reason. The answer is mishum chashada. Like I said yesterday, people are not going to realize, oh, the Erev is always in this guy's house. I come to Ohev for Shabbos. There's no Erev in this guy's window. Oh, it must be there's no Erev anymore. They took the Erev down. It's not true. They moved it to some, so why are you moving it to someone else's house? You're just making people have problems.
Round robin.
So that's something no. So don't do that.
The Rosh Hashiva is in order.
Right?
It's Bukadisa. It's Rosh Hashiva. In order.
So that's why they would leave it in someone's house. So when a guy came for Shabbos, and it's a known thing, the Erev is over there. Oh, there it is, the Erev. It's not there. Where'd the Erev go? Oh, they moved to someone else's house. No one's going to think that. They're going to think there's no Erev.
Right.
Okay. I have to stop and do one more minute.
And if the guy dies, then you go.
What?
The guy dies, and obviously he goes somewhere else.
Exactly. Bar shu karv la'ama. Then we said that the bar, they would have the stream of water, and they would divert it. And so who gets the rights to divert it first? Whoever's closest. Itmar. Bnei Nahara, by the people that live on the side of the river. Rav Amar Tatoi Shasumai Barisha, the people downriver get first. Shmuel Amar Eloi Tatoi Shasumai Barisha, the upper people go first. Bid Mezal, when it flows, Kuli Amalo Pligi. No one has a dispute about that. If you don't have to divert it, take whatever you want. Keep Pligi, the Olamachlokas is Bimiskar Vashkuye, where you have to stop the flow to fill up your cistern. Shmuel Amar Eloi Shato Maya Beresha. They go, the ones up there go first. The Umri Anan Makriv even favor closer. Virav Rav Amar Tatoi Shato Maya Beresha. The Umri Nahara Kapashti Lezel. Let the river flow in its natural course,
right,
and it'll come to us first, right? So Tanan, didn't our Mishnah hold like Shmuel? Tanan Bar Hakarav La'ama Mismala Rishon Medaka Shalom. Right, it goes first because Daka Shalom. So the Kasha on Rav. So Tirgash Mishmuel Aliba de Rav, Shmuel, even though Shmuel agreed with the Mishnah, he said, Rav, I have figured out an answer for you. How you can get out of this Mishnah? How can you get out of this Mishnah? Aliba de Rav, Ba'ama mishaleches alpi boro. Which means, what does that mean exactly? Ba'ama mishaleches alpi boro. It's some kind of, it passed by, the Mishnah can be talking about a case where it passes by without having to divert it. Then the Mishnah said the further one on top goes first. But if you have to divert it, who said the Mishnah is talking about that? And Rav, you could be right.
Yeah.
Okay?
As long as you don't have to divert it.
So, Ihachi Maila Memra, so what's the Chiddush in that? The Tavi is Pashat, no? Maldahim, I would have thought, Mati Amale, Sachar Miskar, Vashkuke Bin Dizira. I would have said, yeah, but you can somehow cover your bar.
Yeah, that affects the first guy.
Exactly. Yeah. So, Kamashmal, that you don't have to do. That you don't have to do. And let it flow naturally, that you don't have to do. All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow, Amr of Huna, Bar Tachlifa. All right?